You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And once again, it is my privilege to welcome to our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, the Jamestown Community Chorus. Dorothy Strang is here. Welcome back, Dorothy.
Thank you, Mike, very much. Pleasure to be here.
Great to have you back with us, and congratulations on your promotion. Last time you were here, you were a mere vice president. Now you've reached the pinnacle.
Right, and all the responsibility is mine.
The president of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and the genius, the man behind the scenes, the musical director, B.J. Whitehouse. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike.
It's always great to have a genius in our presence.
And we use that term very loosely.
Actually, B.J. has been directing the Jamestown Community Chorus for quite a while. How many years now?
This makes 23 this year.
23, and he's only 30 years old. So as you see, he had to be a genius to get it all started at such an early age. But B.J., during the week, you're also involved with music, right? What else do you do?
I am a music teacher in Little Compton at the Wilbur McMahon Schools, where I teach kindergarten through eighth grade music and direct a middle school chorus.
Wow. Middle school through eighth grade. That's going to be an interesting challenge. And I'm sure if we had a whole show, you could tell us all kinds of interesting stories about things that have happened over the years.
Interesting is probably not the word I would use. I would kids-centered, perhaps. But the children are not a lot different than the adults every Monday night, believe me. It's the same kind of thing I have to do in writing herd on whatever group I happen to be directing, whether it's a men's chorus in the summertime or the community chorus in Jamestown at this time.
So there you go. So and pretty much people are people. Sometimes age doesn't make a lot of difference, and sometimes I'm sure you're astonished that age makes no difference.
Age makes absolutely no difference. I think the through line through here is that I work with people who love to sing and who love music, whether they're 5 years old or 85 years old.
Well, excellent. I'm glad that that's continuing. And Dorothy, the chorus has had a successful year since we've seen you last year.
We have had a successful year, yes. We had a wonderful Broadway fling last spring, and now working on Messiah choruses, which we all love, and a nice membership this fall of close to 55 people.
55, that's great. A great number to work with, I would think. And Messiah is coming?
Messiah is coming. Favorite choruses from on December the 11th on a Sunday afternoon. Just one performance in the Jamestown Community Center on the beautiful waterfront in Jamestown.
So we go from the beautiful studios in downtown Exeter to the beautiful waterfront of Jamestown. See that? Everything you want in Rhode Island is right here at our fingertips. We're going to get to some music, and B.J., let's start off with some Messiah music. Get us in the mood. What do we have first?
One of the fun things that's going to be at our concert this year is we're going to have a 10-piece chamber orchestra. So we'll be able to do two of the instrumental pieces. And the first piece we're going to listen to is the opening, the sinfonia that starts the entire work.
Thank you.
Now, we're all in the mood for that wonderful music. And Dorothy, one of the things that helps any community group going is donations and or grants. And you've been the recipient, right?
We wrote a grant to the Newport County Fund and through the Jamestown Community Fund received enough money to get us launched towards this chamber orchestra. The funds are dedicated to funding the chamber orchestra.
So this is exciting. You haven't had this before, have you, a large orchestra like this?
I don't. It's certainly not in the few years I've been in the chorus. You'd have to ask BJ about the past, but not for some time. And the singers are very excited. This is the kind of thing that raises singing in a community chorus to a completely different level. And I think BJ is excited, too.
Well, there you go. And BJ, not trying to stretch your memory, but I would think that it does put a different spin on the performers coming out, the whole group, the chorus coming out, knowing that, that there's kind of professionalism instrumentally is behind them, correct?
Oh, I agree entirely. The musicians we'll be hiring are all, some of them are players with the Philharmonic. Mm-hmm. This is a very high level of musicianship. We haven't had a chamber orchestra like this for at least 20 years since I've been there. We've had accompanists and so forth, maybe
right.
Duets, trios, but not 10 and not a complement. It wouldn't be similar to what Handel had. He probably had about 20 players at the time. But to have the 10 players of the quality that we're having is very impressive for our group. And the board is to be commended for going out and raising the money for it because it's not cheap. But then live music is never cheap, but the whole idea is the quality that will be presented will be something that we're not used to in our little corner of the world there.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another piece of music. What's next?
Probably, if not the second or third most familiar, it's got to be right up there. And the Glory of the Lord is a chorus toward the beginning of Messiah. And if anybody has ever sung any choruses, they've had to have sung this one.
Shall we be redeemed?
BJ, in making selections for the year for your group, is it kind of a no-brainer to come up with let's do the Messiah?
It's absolutely a no-brainer. A great deal of favorite music that people have been singing. We have one singer in our group who has sung Messiah. This will be her 43rd time.
43rd.
And most of those she sung as a soloist. And she said this time she wanted to sing just in the alto section and take it easy.
Wow.
I've sung it maybe 5 or 6 times in my career, directed the choruses a number of times, but never the entire Messiah. I mean, we're doing cuts from the choruses from the Christmas part, what's allegedly the Christmas part of Messiah,
which isn't really Christmas, but that's okay.
It really isn't. But the second section, it's the story of Christ. So there are three sections to it. So we'll do, of course, Hallelujah from the second section, and then from the final section, we'll do the very last choruses. But the next one we're going to listen to, O Thou That Tellest Good Tidings to Zion. This is one that every music major knows, but what's interesting is in the Baroque there was tone painting, and Handel would use the music as kind of a palette. And in this case, you want to listen to it's in 6-8, and it's the whole idea is it's the ringing of a bell from my undergrad days. And what happens is the bell swings back and forth. That's the beat of the music.
That's the 6-8 time.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Oh,
people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jamestown Community Chorus President Dorothy Strang and Musical Director B.J. Whitehouse. And Dorothy, I know that we're very much underway now in preparation. You've been rehearsing for a couple months for The Messiah. And then again in January, people might have the opportunity to join the group if they'd like to, right? How does that work?
Absolutely. We work in semesters. We have two semesters a year, and we'll be picking up rehearsals again after the holiday break at the start of January. We have a wonderful publicity person in Jessica Wilson, and she puts notices of beginnings of rehearsals as well as our concert dates in almost every print and online media outlet you can think of in the Southern Rhode Island area. So look there. Keep looking at your arts listings to see our information, or check on our website,
jamestownri.com/chorus.
For information, which is kept up to date there.
All right, great. And one of the things that's always interesting to me in a community chorus environment, and I'm going to ask you after we listen to this next piece of music, BJ, just what it takes to become a star with the Jamestown Community Chorus. But right now, let's get to our fourth piece of music from The Messiah and tell us about this one.
This is, aside from Hallelujah, probably the most well-known piece. For Unto Us a Child is Born is a text that has been set by most composers. I mean, Bach said it. It's very popular in that the text itself. But in this one, Handel outdoes himself in his counterpoint. It's a great deal of fun. If you've never sung it before and you're learning it for the first time, it is probably the most daunting piece in Messiah.
For Unto Us a Child is Born.
Oh!
Jay, I alluded to a question about how does someone reach the talent level necessary to be in a group like yours?
There are no auditions. You just show up. I figured it this way, that if I can't get you to sing well, if I can't get you to sing in tune, if I can't have you develop blend and a nice tone, I must be a pretty lousy director. Mm-hmm. So the responsibility for our choristers is to show up, work on your music. We will provide rehearsal recordings for you to learn that from. But a lot of it is just come and enjoy those 2 hours of rehearsal every Monday night. Be there. We expect you to come. But it's sort of my job to make sure that it all sounds good.
Sure. And pretty much what we're saying is almost everyone has a level to be able to participate at some degree.
Everybody has that level. I'm a big proponent. Everybody can sing. It's not a competition. It's not a race. Everybody can sing. It's sometimes challenging. I will sit down with other people, with some people who have some pitch matching problems, for example. But I think that life is so finite that why waste time worrying about if you're the best singer or not? Just come out and sing.
Sure. You're in a chorus, and there you go. And Dorothy, we were talked off air about the fact that you've actually changed voice parts, so that can happen too, right?
Well, yes, I'm a lifelong alto who now finds herself a soprano, and it's an identity crisis in a number of ways. I wanted to speak, though, about the power of a group singing together. I've spent many years in classrooms, as BJ currently does, and I think he knows, as I know, that the best is to have a mix of everybody. One of the kinds of classes I didn't enjoy teaching at all were advanced placement kinds of classes where everybody was bright. Mm-hmm. You have a much better, deeper, richer experience, educational experience, singing experience with everybody. And one of the wonders of singing in a community chorus is that out of all those different people comes this exalted experience.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we have time for another piece of music before the next break, and let's get to what you have for us now.
Well, we have our chamber orchestra for this concert. We're going to do the instrumental pieces. So smack dab in the middle of the first section comes this beautiful pastoral symphony, absolutely gorgeous, and we'll have our instrumentalists play it.
All right, here we go, and then we'll be back with more after these messages. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Dorothy Strang of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and we've been reviewing their upcoming presentation of The Messiah. We'll review the dates and times and place and how to get tickets and all of that in just a few moments. But we have a couple pieces of music left to listen to. And on the evening of this performance, you're going to have like two halves to the show, right, BJ?
That's right. The first half will be the choruses that we've been listening to, in addition to a few others. The second half will be the chorus itself, without the orchestra, singing familiar carols from basically from the Oxford Carol Book. The most familiar arrangements of most of the carols we've ever heard by David Wilcox, by John Rutter, Peter Warlock, all the great English arrangers and composers.
All right. Well, before we get to that, let's finish up with probably the most significant, at least I guess I'd have to say well-known part of The Messiah. Tell us about the next two pieces that we're going to listen to.
Well, the next one, when you hear this at home, you don't have to stand up. And the apocryphal story is that at the original performance, the King of England stood thinking that the oratorio was over. When the king stands, everybody stands, and then began Hallelujah. The chorus ends the second half of Messiah. Now, I don't mean to propagate or encourage this story, but it's such a good one. People will typically stand up.
Right.
Now, the story that I heard recently was some friends of mine were in France, and they heard a performance of Messiah, and all the Englishmen and all the Americans stood up at this performance recently, and all the French looked at them as if they were crazy. What are you doing? Was the reaction. But the Hallelujah chorus is probably the most parodied chorus, the most familiar chorus.
Right.
Then we're going to listen to the very end, the very last piece, the Amen of Messiah, which is one of my favorite pieces. It is counterpoint run amok. It is just absolutely great, great fun to sing, and it is the only appropriate way to end this particular piece of music.
Well, Dorothy, I want to wish you all the success in the world with your presentation of The Messiah. Tell us once again the date, time, place, so forth.
Sure. There will be only one performance of favorite choruses from Messiah and the carols. That will be on December the 11th, a Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Community Center. Tickets are $18 and $15 for seniors and students. You can have tickets set aside for you by calling 423-1574, or you can go to our website, jamestownri.com/chorus. Remember, just one performance, so give us a call.
That's the place to be, 3 o'clock on December 11th, so be in Jamestown. BJ, thank you for coming in. It's always great to see you again.
It's always my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
And as we mentioned, the second half of your program is going to be carols, and we have time for some, but we're not sure exactly how much time we got left here to squeeze some in, but give us a little generic carol introduction.
The carols you'll be hearing are very familiar. It's Wassail's song, Deck the Hall, the Wexford Carol, As with Gladness, Men of Old, Away in a Manger, and these are all written and arranged by top-notch arrangers in England.
Right. All right, well, great. We'll go out listening to that, and again, thanks to both of you for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Mike.
Great to see you. Take care, BJ. Have a successful concert.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, a caroling. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Feel the meat cup thrill the bell, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Trod the ancient Christmas carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the flowing bowl before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I sing of beauty's treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Laughing, laughing all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.